you travel with your heart in one place, and all the places in between become your heart. And one thing is that everyone can become a lord, and the other one is to abolish lordship altogether. And authoritarianism in the end gives only a moment of peace before the tempest. And authorities are only good to protect oneself from the rise of other authorities, ultimately those dictated by technological progress. And we are given a great assurance that everything is all right when in fact life is running out of us. And with the ruins of civilization, we will recover our autonomy. And luxury is the concentration of power in a small center, colonizing the whole of the periphery. And even with a new captain, life on the ship will always be life on the ship. Rather expose yourself to nature than to the erratic manifestation of power structures. And as in relation to death, also in relation to life and nature, we all belong to different political parties. Neolithic, we die. Paleolithic, we thrive. And brambles ultimately come to paralyze the undergrowth, so to enable the rise of the upper growth. Whether in its macabre version or in its queer version, civilization is always a parade of abnormalities. And for the indigenous self, there is either the possibility to get in sedated by civilization, or raid it, or build an alternative way back into the natural world. And only elevated from the worldly Prussian perfectionism, step up from genocidal to spiritual. No matter the size, anything on its way to get bigger will turn necessarily evil. Whether of the socialist or of the capitalist, we are trapped in a planning we ought to escape in order to find life again. And the lesson is that the most conformist choice is the best one, but that is only in the short run. And it is in all the promoting that we may lose the core of ourselves. And true to our own nature, we become bandits of the regime. And it is the conformism of people going where everyone goes that creates the premise for a new authoritarian framework. And in rebelling to the system, new blood is given to us, if not only temporarily. And there can be no social revolution without a good insight on how to go about our personal evolution. And ultimately, any vice originates in accepting a type of treatment to tolerate the captivity deriving from our being civilized. And we embrace the poetic of discontent only to be refilled with great contentness. And only pricks in all their prickness can be so pricky as to climb up the hierarchy. And at times the illusion comes back and we wish to be part again of the apparatus until it asks us our humanity in exchange. And all this abnormal empathy in the end may be just the cause of an abnormal use of narcotics. And it is the regularity with which regimentation demands from us that breaks our natural flow apart. And at the core, the industry and the state are one and the same. And to technological progression, we bring poetic regression. And the wealth of hunting and gathering can be resumed at every given time we take surprise of even the smallest natural phenomena. And ultimately, there is more to be afraid of the colonizers than any of the wild beasts. Under the ground, and only under the ground, can the essence of life survive the death of the winter. And pretty much all paths make us go into circle that centrifugates the rise of power. And if we ever wonder what we are there for, is to fill with life the container we have been endowed with. And then in nation state is like a private property in which we find our comfort, but in which we ultimately suffocate. And foreign liberators turn out to be worse authorities than the former ones, just because they're further away from the local nature. And one thing is to persuade of our magnitude, and the other is to express our poetic sincerity in all its humbleness. And it must be clear that the best vehicle is no vehicle but our humanness, and any medium there to reflect it. And when it is dry, we ought to go out to get dried, and when it is wet, we ought to go out to get wet, and this is life according to nature. And how can we be open towards what demands us to be close? And unless we build something solid where to host our nature, we will be forever condemned to build new subtle versions. And do we show our strength revealing our vanity, or do we show our strength revealing our fullness? And we ought to judge in the end whether we end up working in a field or we end up roaming in a forest we have ourselves rewild. And we play about being humans, and we get serious about being unhuman. And it isn't a question of choosing what engine should the civilization runs on. It is a question of standing back on our own feet. And why all the cosmopolitan effects simulating nature in fragments when we can get the whole experience as a whole? And even when we get caught, if we want to see the sunset, we will ultimately see the sunset. And as technology gets more powerful, its power will sooner or later be tested in its full capacity. And most certainly the health of people can be measured based on how much they walk. and any civilization sooner or later turns authoritarian and commits suicide. And the scientific mind that can have life under control only to irremediably bring it to a death state. And we ought to acknowledge that the perpetration of a total kind of control has boosted the modern civilization and will inevitably lead it to its downfall. And since there are no games to be tracked, we ought to come up with our own self-tracking game. And humans ought to learn to dominate only their own selves so that no domination is needed to govern them. And the more the methodology is acquired, the more an institutional type of conformism is established. And the progressism that wants us clean and sterile is in fact an extreme form of bourgeoisism. And civilization manages to cultivate only what is extremely harmless or extremely evil and nothing in between. And much of our juicy imagination may in the end boil down to a very concrete structure for a new imagination to arise.